21.2 EDE 01090420251746 Audio Distribution. Here we're talking about inert gas. Should we have multiple staged tanks connected to the different sections of a rocket, or a single large tank with the necessary controls to supply the released stages? How does a valve behave with a liquid control at minus 250 degrees? Questions already, and no clues to follow. Let's try another approach. Manned and unmanned rockets. Positioning the helium first and at the top of the rocket offers advantages, in our opinion. This tank could act as a buffer between the capsule and the rest of the rocket in the event of a failure. Let's try the following order, using detonation as a marker. 1. Helium. 2. Oxygen. 3. Hydrogen. A capsule with a human presence would be located at the top of the first. This point obviously affects the safety of the astronauts. I still don't know if the fuselage temperature can allow a safe phase change of helium, but I can at least imagine it. I'm assuming for now that it's possible. In the case of a conventional rocket, the tank piping will therefore be at the top of the rocket and far from the engines. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, kidnapped victims in September 2007. This April 9th, 2025.